With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Athens, Georgia, prosecutor Sheila Ross makes closing remarks in the murder trial of nursing student Laken Riley.
The evidence in this case has been overwhelming. And the evidence in this case has spoken loud and clear that he is Laken Riley's killer. And that he killed her because she would not let him rape her.
Jose Ibarra, a Venezuelan man convicted of murder in the killing of Riley, Ibarra receives life in prison without the possibility of parole. Also at SRNNews.com in South Carolina, in a video link from prison, Susan Smith, who spent 30 years in prison for killing her two sons, was making her case for freedom.
I know that what I did was so horrible. And I would give anything if I could go back and change it.
Smith unanimously denied parole after she appeared before the board for the first time. She'll be able to try again in 2 years. Donald Trump's pick for education secretary is Linda McMahon.
McMahon led the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term. Trump praised her at a Mar-a-Lago press conference in March 2019.
Linda McMahon has done an incredible job as the head of the Small Business Administration. She has been a superstar.
And McMahon said at that same news conference, she appreciated being able to serve on Trump's cabinet.
It has been an honor to serve the country in your cabinet, and serve the administration and the people of the United States and small business.
McMahon served on the Connecticut Board of Education for a year and spent years on the Board of Trustees for Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
And the Dow is ahead 127 points, with the NASDAQ losing 46. This is SRN News. With the 2024 elections now in their rearview mirror, many Christians are wondering what the path forward looks like for believers. In his newly released book, The Eclipse of God, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, pastor emeritus of Chicago's Moody Church, suggests Christians should be active politically. But in an interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer says believers must be sure their priorities are in order.
We always have to remember we cannot give first-rate priorities to second-rate causes. Therefore, we have to always be gospel-driven. We can let our political voice be known as we stand upon the scriptures, but the same passion that some believers have politically, wouldn't it be wonderful if they had the same passion to spread the gospel?
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is titled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity. This is SRN News. Job cuts taking place at a big auto company.
Ford is cutting thousands of jobs overseas. Among the reasons, weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. There's also pressure for more competition, and there are those headwinds from the economy. Ford will cut 4,000 jobs in Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. Ford is headquartered in Dearborn, Michigan. In a statement, the company says the auto industry is in a period of disruption as it shifts to EVs. I'm Rita Foley.
Three state police officers, four drug cartel suspects dead following a running series of shootouts in the northern Mexican border state of Tamaulipas, across the border from Texas. Drug cartel gunmen set up road blockades and attack police patrols late Tuesday. Cartel suspects in another border state, Sonora, killed a detective in a shootout. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.